Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Today's program, a Thanksgiving special. And I'm grateful and thankful for the music of Lennon and McCartney.
Come time for a number of things that weren't important yesterday, and I still go.
The Beatles. Yeah. 1967. Paul McCartney with the Beatles. First we heard Fool on the Hill from the Magical Mystery Tour. And then we heard Fixing a Hole from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Both of those albums were released in 1967. Sgt. Pepper's came out in June, and Magical Mystery Tour came out in December. Paul McCartney was 25 years old when he recorded and wrote and sang that music. And so here we are on a Thanksgiving special here on Now and Then, where I like to, you know, think about the singer-songwriter movement and all the different people who have in the past, you know, in my lifetime. How many decades is that? You know, who have worked in that art form, and how important it's been to me as a musician. And when I think of all the people and all the music that I'm grateful for, I suppose that just to be alive while Lennon and McCartney were alive and while they were writing all the music that they've written, I'm just grateful for that. And I'm sure you feel the same way. So, yeah, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, they had an agreement from the time they started writing songs together that they would always publish their songs as Lennon and McCartney compositions. And no matter what happened in the lifetime of the Beatles as a band, you know, they always honored that. Every single song is credited to Lennon and McCartney. Well, the first two songs that we heard from in that 1967 were really Paul McCartney taking the lead and writing the bulk of the songs. Let's hear two John Lennon songs from the Beatles' work. First, we'll hear from the same two albums that we just heard from the Magical Mystery Tour, we're going to hear I Am the Walrus. And then from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, we're going to hear A Day in the Life. John Lennon with the Beatles.
I'm here as you are, he as you are, me and we are. der Preis für zu Edmund Allen Klassen. Die Geneise von Edmund Allen.
Thank you.
John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and the Beatles. Yeah, you know, I never did meet Paul McCartney. And, you know, I never really knew John Lennon. But you know what? I know their songs. I know their songs. You know these songs too, probably. And these songs are like old friends. And when it comes time to, you know, celebrate the holidays and think about Thanksgiving, these songs are like old friends, you know, and if I could invite these songs into my home and to sit with me at my table, you know, I would. It's like family. This music is, you know, this music also marks the beginning of the whole singer-songwriter movement. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. One of the things I really am grateful for is the opportunity to come here to the studios in Jeffersonville here at WJFF, listener-supported radio, and to be able to do this program and to bring my vinyl, to bring my records with me. Everything I'm playing for you today has been lovingly worn and scratched by numerous playings by me personally. And, you know, today there is a music sale going on. WJFF is having an annual music sale at the White Sulphur Springs Fire Hall this afternoon, right now, until 3 p.m. And, you know, there's something magical about an album. There's something magical about holding this record. When I look at the cover of the Magical Mystery Tour, or I hold Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, there's just something about the energy of physically having that piece of vinyl. And vinyl, let's face it, such a superior sound quality. I was so, you know, disturbed when CDs came out. And, you know, I deal with it because, let's face it, you know, if it's recorded digitally, that's one thing. But if it's recorded in any analog medium, it should be on vinyl. And so you personally can look through thousands of vinyl records at the JFF Music Sale. So check it out. Anyway, so I'm grateful for John Lennon and Paul McCartney, you know, as the Beatles, the work that they did in that decade of the 60s. And then they both began solo careers. John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band in 1970, his first recordings after the Beatles. And that very same year, 1970, Paul McCartney releases his first solo album with all the cherries on the cover spilling across the table. So we're going to hear John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, Remember. And then we're going to hear Paul McCartney, Maybe I'm Amazed. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. And happy Thanksgiving for this music. Yeah, it's great.
Hero! the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Maybe I'm amazed at the way you pulled me out of time. You hung me on the line. Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need you.
Maybe I'm a man, maybe I'm a lonely man who's in the middle of something that he doesn't really understand. Maybe I'm a man, and maybe you're the only woman who can ever help me.
Maybe won't you help me to understand?
McCartney, 1970, and right before that, John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, also from 1970. Those were their first recordings after the Beatles broke apart. And I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. And yes, today is a Thanksgiving show. And, you know, the whole singer-songwriter movement, Lennon and McCartney were such a huge energy and influence on that. The idea that transition that happened from the 50s into the 60s, where you would have songwriters working like in the Brill Building, and they would write songs, and then they would have singers come in and record them, you know, and that was the way for the entire first half of the 20th century. That's how music was recorded. And then this transition that happens where, you know, the person that actually writes the song is the performer. And John Lennon and Paul McCartney, a lifetime's worth of music. There's something when a person who has composed the song sings it, it gives it a certain kind of resonance, a different kind of expression, a deeper kind of a meaning. And John Lennon and Paul McCartney really, you know, yes, all my life I've heard this music, and I just I'm playing some of my favorite tracks. I hope you're enjoying the program here on a Thanksgiving special. All right, let's move on to John Lennon's Walls and Bridges in 1974. He recorded this song called The Number Nine Dream. And Paul McCartney did one more solo album after the McCartney album that we just heard from. You know, he formed the band called Wings. But before he did that, in 1970 and 1971, he released two solo albums. So let's hear a song from Paul McCartney's second solo album. It's Paul and Linda McCartney. This song is called Too Many People. First, John Lennon's Number Nine Dream, and then Paul McCartney, Too Many People. John Lennon, Number 9 Dream, from his 1974 album, Walls and Bridges. And before that, from Paul and Linda McCartney, from his 1971 album called Ram. That was Too Many People. I'm Kathy Geary, and today's Now and Then program is a Thanksgiving edition for the music of John Lennon and Paul McCartney. So yes, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, Lennon and McCartney, you know, they wrote everything together. When they went out into their solo careers, they didn't share those writing credits with anybody. We're about to hear a track from John Lennon's 1980 Double Fantasy with John Lennon and Yoko Ono. But when you look at the writing credits, Watching the Wheels is a John Lennon composition. Starting Over is a John Lennon composition. And we'll also be hearing from Paul McCartney's 2007 album, Memory Almost Full. I love the meaning of that, you know, the mature musician and the allusion to the technology, Memory Almost Full. There's two songs on that album, Feet in the Clouds and then House of Wax. So we'll hear from John, Watching the Wheels, and then we'll hear a track from Paul's album, and then we'll hear another track from John's Double Fantasy. The music of John Lennon and Paul McCartney.
People say I'm crazy. From ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. All kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the
riding on the merry-go-round. Teacher said I had my head in the clouds. They directed, I suspected, disconnected, had it my way. On the street I had my feet on the ground, stood corrected, well protected, resurrected, had it my way. I've got my feet in the clouds, got my head on the ground. I know that I'm not a square as long as they're not around. But I find it very, 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 very hard. Yes, I find it very, 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 very hard. Love is fab, it's like a stab in the heart. A hidden treasure, made to measure, for my pleasure, I had it my way. I've got my feet in the clouds, got my head on the ground. I know that I'm not a square as long as they're not around. But I find it very, 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 very hard. Oh, I find it very, 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 very hard. Yes, I find it.
Full, Paul McCartney, 2007, and right before that, John Lennon, 1980, Watching the Wheels. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And did I mention that we're having a music sale? An annual music sale is happening right now. In fact, it's going on through 3 o'clock at the White Sulphur Springs Fire Hall, where you can get all kinds of sheet music and vintage radios and CDs and vinyl LPs. And today is a Thanksgiving special edition celebrating how grateful I am for the music of John Lennon and Paul McCartney. And so let's hear a couple more songs from Double Fantasy, John Lennon's composition, Starting Over. And then from Memory Almost Full, House of Wax, John Lennon.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. like starting over. Starting over.
Every day we used to make it love. Why can't we be making love nice and easy? It's time.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program, the music of John Lennon and Paul McCartney. I hope you enjoyed the program, and thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Catskill Farms, builder of early American architecture in Eldred, New York, on the web at thecatskillfarms.com, and from the Tin Can Trading Post on Dorer Drive in Calicoon, purveyors of vintage wares, clothes, and records, tincantrading.blogspot.com.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH Monticello, New York, and streaming live online at wjffradio.org. It's 159. It's about 50 degrees. Stay tuned. Coming up, Folk Plus with Angela Page.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from New Hope Community in Loch Sheldrake, enhancing the lives of people with intellectual and other developmental disabilities. NewHopeCommunity.com.